טוב. ובדאג השמיניס, הם אנושים שבורו להם כל מה שהוסק לעיל, ואף אינו מסכוונים לקבל פרס לא בעולם הזה ולא בעולם הבא. The eight is everything that we've seen above, obviously the good things of people that we've seen above, and they have no kavona to get reward, not in this world, although next world. אלא שהם מקבלים על עצמם לסבוד את השם, מפני שהם מפחדים מאין שי בעולם הזה. The reason why they mekabel upon themselves avodas Hashem is because they are terrified of the oynesh in olam hazeh uba olam haba. Ukvar b'yanu le'il b'perek hashlishi shel sha'a zeh is gnuson shel shtei hashkofos halolu. I would have thought that's yiras oynesh, yiras achet, yiras oynesh. Those are quite high levels. But he says over here in perek shlishi, he spoke about, I don't remember that, I'm sure you guys all remember when we discussed that that's a gnus. Somebody who makabels himself Torah because he's scared of the oynesh. That's quite a hard darga in our level. Okay? And it's the eighth level in his level, even though there might be some negativity to it, but it's, if you can do that, you're on a pretty high level already. Okay. Ubedaga cheese, hey manoshim hamam, and that's Rav Yisrael Salanter's whole. You go through the O Yisrael, that was he's talking about. The terrible oinchin that a person's gonna have in Olam Haba, the suffering, whatever, that creates a certain year and that acts as a barrier against doing a virus. So maybe that's what the gnus is. I don't remember what we said in Paragimel, but the bottom line is it could be that he's it's not that he's avoiding the virus, he's being over Hashem because of that. I don't know. ובדרך הג'ייס הם אנושים המאמינים בתוירו, ומאמינים שמקבלים עליה שכה כשמקיים עם מויסוי, ואינש כשעברים עליה, הם בעולם הזה בינו בעולם הבא. These people on the ninth level, they believe in the Torah, and they believe that you get שכה, and there's אינש, in עולם הזה אין עולם הבא, וכשעברים את השם, הם מסכוונים לשמוע יסברך, כפי שרואי לו, אלא שהם להם נזהרים מדבורים המטילים פגם בעבודת השם שלהם. So this is a subtle one. Those, obviously, they've got it all in place. The emunah is completely in place. And they're mekaven lishmo Hashem. They're not doing it because they want reward or punish. They're trying to avoid punishment. They're doing it lishmo. Kefi sherei lo. אלא אין שאין הם נזמרים מדברים המטילים פגם בעבודת השם שלהם. They're not careful about things that inject a pagam into their avodas Hashem. Va pagam chayde eleya venem yodim me'ayin. So this is way beyond anything that we're involved with. They're being over Hashem for all the right reasons. They're doing it lishmo, but there's a pagam there somehow. They're not careful about that. And this pagam goes in, and they don't know from where, they don't know where it's coming from. V'doim alama shenema, zvuvei maves yavish yabia shemen rokech yukom mechochum bekovet sichlus ma'at. Took him from Kohelis here. The Rashi, brings the Rashi at the bottom, he says, b'mei choyref ein lezvuvim koyach v'krevim hem lemaves. In the winter, the flowers don't have a lot of koyach, and they're very close to dying. The Moshe av bria kala kezvuv ze yavish yabia shemen rokach. V'koyach ra'alo is sirchon v'ketzef af l'shmam l'shemen ha'ma'urav b'besomim t'shinayfa l'toychoy. If they'll fall into a dli, a pot or whatever, of oil, even if it's been spiced beautifully, they can dry it up, they can mess it up, they can destroy it. Kach yoko kveide yoise umachras lekaf choyva af mechochmas umekovet sheyesh bo odom. Sichlus ma'at sheyesh bo. No matter how much chochma and kovet a person has, a little bit of sichlus, a bit of stupidity is like that fly that falls into the barrel of beautiful perfumed oil. Even though it doesn't really have that much, a little flower, what's a little flower? And in the winter, he's close to being dead. Nevertheless, he falls in, he can mamash destroy a whole barrel of shemen. So too, a person can be full of chokhmah and full of kavod and mamash, but a little bit of sichlus can destroy the whole story. That's the way that Rashi explains this pasuk. V'nema v'choyte echad yabe toiva harbe. Afilu chet echad hapoygem es ha'avoida. V'choy chal avid is kol avoida. Even one chet that damages the avoida can destroy it all. And he continues with the pasuk. V'echad ha'chassidim omo pam le'talmidov. So not the pasukim, sorry, he continues. One of the chassidim once said to one of his talmidim, "Ilu lo ayu lochem avoynois, ha'isem afachad pentikoshlu bedover shu gerur mi avoynois." If you didn't have sins, you would be scared to trip up in something that's worse than sins. Shalo is a talmid of Mahu adover hagerur mi avoynois. Well, what's worse than avoynois? Onan emachosid goiva haleiva hagaiva. The thing that's worse than avayras is gaiva. He says, why is gaiva worse than the avayra? I mean, gaiva is also an avayra. He says, "Kala aveira misaira ha'adam lachzor b'tshuva." But a person does an aveira; he does tshuva. Aval keshelo oiver aveira, v'u midgaya b'kach. He doesn't do aveiras. He's a big tzaddik. He's this guy that's serving Hashem lishmo, and he has no kavana for schav or inish in olam hazeh olam haba. He's kulu lishmo. So what kicks in? Oh, but if gaiva kicks in, shtikel gaiva kicks in. V'ein hu misaira l'tshuva. But he doesn't do tshuva because he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. He's a big tzaddik. He's not doing anything wrong. And he's very, very pleased with himself that he's such a tzaddik. That gaiva, he won't do tshuva for. That's why Chovas HaLevavos says that's worse. That's worse than a virus. Because a virus eventually a person realizes he did something wrong. He'll do tshuva. But gaiva, you won't even notice. Okay. So that's one of the issues you have with people already on that high very level. You said in the void of Ishtadus as well, Rav Dessler discusses this. Noach made a teva, yeah? The teva wasn't big enough to hold everything that needed to go into the teva. The whole thing was a nace anyway. What do you have to have a teva for? Anyway, you're saving all the animals, b'nes. The teva was enough for a few elephants, not more than that. By the time you brought all the animals onto the teva, there wasn't place. See, by Elisha as well, when Elisha had to raise the dead, it was the young boy that he done for whatever with died. So he went into the room and he closed the door. He closed the door from who? There was no one there. It was just him. Him and the dead body. Yeah, so how did the child come back to life? It was an ass. So why did Elisha lie on him and put his eyes on his eyes and his nose and his nose and his mouth and his mouth? There was no one there. Who was the Ishtadlus for? So Bessler says when a person gets to that level where miracles are happening for you, so this is the danger. There's danger there can be a bit of gaiva. There can be a bit of gaiva. A person has to make an Ishtadlus to minimize that gaiva. If you would just sit on the bed and say, please Hashem, raise the dead, and the dead would suddenly come up, There's room for thinking, wow, Hashem does miracles for me. The same with Noach. No, you pound away with a hammer for 100 years and more than 100 years, and then you go into the temple. There'll be a miracle, but it'll help you to grapple with this issue. That could be in line with what he's saying here as well. He gets to such a high level. He's on the ninth level, the penultimate level of Dagari Muna. There's an enormous danger there of Gaiva. If you look at the juggler and the king, which is worthwhile looking at anyway, a lot of that discusses these issues. It's talking about the Yetzer Hara of people that have arrived and how Gaiva and covered and all these things can mamash destroy a person at that level. Okay. Because he's got what to be gaivadik about. Why is this not kosher to us? Because we don't have anything to be gaivadik about, really, if you think about it. You know, but when you get to a level, you know, when you're a big tzaddik, So, and we see that the Gedolei Olam had a real, this is a big nisoin for them. Okay. Finally, Bedagas Hasiris. They've got everything these guys before have got. They believe in it all. They're very elected to. They're not mamash turn a head's breadth away from avodas Hashem. They also know what they're chayv to Hashem. They've bought into the fact that they're incredibly obligated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the good and chesed that He does for them. They're not interested, they're not influenced at all from the schav oynesh. They're completely focused, single-minded, focused on avodas Hashem for Hashem's sake, lishmo, to be megadol and mitroimim and with enormous arousal of their minds and their hearts. Mipnei shem yodim es gudulose ve'es rumumose umakirim es chachmose ve'es tuvei. They're holding real with Hashem's godless and Hashem's transcendence, and they recognize His chokhmah and the good. They've mastered shara b'china, basically. V'zoisi adaga gavur b'yoisir shebedagas b'nei ha-Torah. This is the highest level that a ben Torah can get to. V'zu midregas ha-nevim v'ha-chassidim asher mosres atzmam lidei ha-anhogos ha-elokim u'lirtzoinoi. If you think you have when you start reading this, you think, maybe I'm not completely there, but I've got a foot in the door. Calm down. This is the daga of the Nevi'im. we're a little bit away. And the Chassidim, who mamash gave themselves over completely to Hanhogos Hashem and His Ratzon, they entered into bris with Hashem, to be faithful to Him always. They gave over everything to Hashem and nothing left for themselves. They gave over their lives, and they gave over everything for Hashem, nothing for themselves. And they stood and they held and they kept what they makabled upon themselves to be Makadosh Shem Shemayim Barabim. Gather for me the Hasidim, the righteous ones. This is talking about Lasid Lavo, who brings down here from Rashi. Yekara Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Shamayim U'Laretz V'Yoyim Elehem Osvu V'Yiviu Alay Es Hasidei. He says to the Shamayim U'Laretz, gather together and bring before me all the Hasidim. Kol Se Brisi, Shekaroso Mi Bris V'Omdu Be'Menosa V'Kach Yeshmi. I entered into a covenant with them, and they mamish kept their side of the bargain, and they were makadosh my name. Alai zevach gam keshi hagoyim shochtu v'hamiso isom. Even when the goyim killed them and tortured them, they stayed faithful makadosh Hashem Shemayim. So lav dafka the Nevi'im, we saw people in the Holocaust. We see people even today on our level, on whatever it is that people that are makadosh Hashem Shemayim berabim, which on our level is considered like we gave up our lives. I mean, business could be in anything. We've spoken about that many times. People stand by their principles and they don't bevatel on their principles today. They are purava. All right. Shebeyanu beperek zeh is mechus ha-yis'irus shal yedei ha-Torah. We spoke about the essence of the arousal of avodas Hashem v'ha-Torah ve'es dargus anoshim b'chochma ha-Torah. And we spoke about the different levels of people in Chochmas HaTorah ve'Dargas HaMa'aminim Bo. And then we spoke about the 10 levels of those that have Emunah in Hashem, or as we saw, some of them don't. V'yitochen shenimtzeis dargas noisefes v'ma'amodom shel anoshim b'chochmas HaTorah v'munosam Bo. It's possible, he says, that you'll find other levels of people that are standing in different places of Chochmas HaTorah and in Emunah. Chutz me'eli she'eskanu, despite the ones that I've mentioned, yeah? Acheskanu es oisem adaga she'roiv b'nei ha'uma nichlolin b'hem. What I did here was, is I included in these 10 categories where most people are. But you may find others. Vatoilis a yetzis mashis kanu is a dagis alalu, he giloi umaveris lemisha mavakishes aderecha yeshora. What do I have to tell you all these levels for? Because it clarifies for a person, it clarifies, reveals for a person, someone who's looking for the right straight derech, dainu shekashe yiru ha'odim shu korav la'achas ha'dargoiz. When a person sees that one of these dagas resonates with him, he's korav to it, he has some shaykhas to it, and he knows what the next step is, so he'll have something to strive for, which we speak about often, real ideal process. You need to know what the ideal is so that you have somewhere to shoef, somewhere to have as a direction finder. Also, you'll see how far you are from the highest level we mentioned. And you'll slowly go about trying to go up one level, up one level. You might even touch some of these parts of the higher levels. You might have some aspects of it as well. And that'll also give you the encouragement to go weiter. You do these little steps, it'll be much easier to get to the highest levels. Much more if you would yearn, you would strive to get to the highest levels without going one step at a time. You're on level number 4 and you want to get to 10. So you go to 10, but you'll never get there because you need to do the intermediate steps in the middle. One step, one step, one step. That's the derech of aliyah in ruchnias, is to go up one small step at a time. As kach sayam tu perek dalet, we finished perek dalet. Mitzvah Hashem, next time we'll start. I'm not going to start perek hay now. Mitzvah Hashem, next time. I don't know when that'll be. But let's be in touch closer to the time next week sometime. See if we can. I don't know what's Monday night. Monday night's already Erev Shvir Shel Pesach. Okay, but then things are much calmer and we're not so, it's not so crazy. Erev Leil B'dikas Chometz is the craziest day of the year. All right, Baruch Hashem, Shkach, Leboy. Some mamash needed that. And what can I tell you?
And to you too.
Take care. Love to your family, Jonathan.
100% will send. I'll talk to you another time. I mean, it's a clear line, but I must tell you, I still have no idea what he was bringing those 10 levels for.
No, there's a lot of Khazaria. I just told you, we go through them quickly. We'll go through them. Like, explain. You have to know that there's steps.
I know, but all those steps make are hardly any sense, and some of them you can't tell the difference between the one and.
Nachon, he always does that. That's the chovus.
Yeah. But very nice.
No. I told you, Shavuot Sakim is mamish hard, and we go through it once, and then the next time we go through it, hopefully it'll be a bit easier. We can go ma'ayin a little bit more.
Yeah. No, but it's beautiful. Thank you so much. It makes a difference. This is the learning for my week, so thank you.
Take good care. Be blessed.
Have a good one. Good Pesach. Take care of. Bye.
All the best. Bye.